in 1787. Tucker became one of the most distinguished legal scholars in early America, serving as a law professor in the College of William and Mary, a justice on the Virginia Supreme Court, and as a federal judge under President James Madison. Tucker, however, was perhaps most famous for his annotated edition of Blackstone's commentaries and that celebrated work. Tucker declared, "The right of the self-defense is the first law of nature. In most governments, it has been the study of rulers to confine this right within the narrowest limits possible. Wherever the right of the people to keep and bear arms is, under any color or pretext whatsoever, prohibited liberty, if not already annihilated, is on the brink of destruction." A concurring view is presented in the legal commentary authored by William Rawl. Rawl was offered but declined a federal judgeship by President George Washington and instead acquired from him the position of a U.S. attorney. Rawl later founded an early legal society that became a law academy. In 1825, he published The View of the Constitution, one of America's first extensive commentaries on the Constitution. That work became an early classic, serving as a textbook in numerous legal institutions, as well as in the U.S. Military Academy. In his commentary, Rawl explained, "In the Second Amendment, it is declared that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The prohibition is general. No clause in the Constitution could, by any rule of construction, be conceived to give the Congress a power to disarm the people. Such a flagrantly wicked attempt could only be made under some general pretense by a state legislator. But if, in any blind pursuit of inordinate power, either the state or federal government should attempt it, this amendment may be appealed to as a restraint on both." The year after Rawl released his work, an even more comprehensive legal commentary was published by Chancellor James Kent. Kent is recognized by historians and scholars as one of the two fathers of American jurisprudence. Sharing that honor was Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story. Kent had embarked on the practice of law after reading Blackstone's commentaries during the American Revolution. During the Constitutional Convention of 1787, he became a close friend of many of the delegates. He subsequently became a law professor and a justice on the New York Supreme Court, where he instituted the practice of handing down written opinions. In 1826, Kent issued his Commentaries on American Law, still considered today as a foremost American institutional legal treatise. In fact, Supreme Court Justice Lewis Powell declared of Kent's commentaries that "one who desires a brief review of the foundation stones of our constitutional jurisprudence can go nowhere else with such profit." In those commentaries, Kent declared, "The municipal law of our country has likewise left with the individuals the exercise of the natural right of self-defense. The right of self-defense is founded in the law of nature and is not and cannot be superseded by the law of society." Perhaps the most authoritative legal commentary ever written on the U.S. Constitution was that of Joseph Story. Story was the son of one of the Indians at the Boston Tea Party. He was the founder of Harvard Law School. He was called the foremost American legal writer. He had been nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court by President James Madison, and he is the youngest justice ever to be appointed to the court. During his 34 years on the court, Story authored 286 opinions, of which 94% were recorded as the court's opinion. Story was one of America's most prolific judicial writers, and along with James Kent, is titled a father of American jurisprudence. In his 1833 commentaries on the United States Constitution, Justice Story declared, The next amendment is a...
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams...
That's why you should be hanged.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Now, hello, friends, as well, few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, one of the things that I continuously do over here is when I bring something up, I'll get to it sooner or later. I'll back it up. I'll show you. I'll let them say it. I'll let somebody that's on the inside say it. So we can solidify the truth of the matter, and that's all we deliver here. And I trust that Tim Brown does the same thing for the morning show. But the reason I'm saying this, friends, is, you know, what we're noticing more and more and more and more are people that are put up in front of us that are somehow influencing us by force, right? They're inundating us by force. Here, let me give you a prime example of that. Do you guys remember the band called Dire Straits from the 1980s? They were just absolutely terrible. Absolutely. It's just like a majority of what you hear today concerning music. You don't like it. You can't stand it, which, by the way, explains the Beatles and Bob Dylan and Tom Petty and the list goes on. The only reason people begin to like it is because that's all they have as an option to listen to, because everywhere they go, it's what they hear and it's what they see. It's forced propaganda is what it is. And the reason I'm saying this, friends, is we're seeing more and more now equating this over to the point that I want to make, is these people that have been put up in front of us as political leaders, as they're called. We don't have leaders in this country, friends. We have representatives. I wish people would get that in their heads, because we're not here to serve them. They're here to serve us under God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, "Bringing it down, brother." And we are. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're getting the heaven in. And what I mean to say here, friends, is they're putting these people up, and yet there's no digital footprint. There's no background on these people. It's the same thing with what we were talking about yesterday about Erica Kirk. Do you know that her digital footprint does not exist? It's been truncated. It's been expunged. It's been erased. And yet they're putting her up day by day. Well, I had brought up yesterday when we were talking about that, and I'm going to hit on something here in just a moment with her again so you guys can understand what you're dealing with. But I'd also brought up Ilhan Omar. Folks, she doesn't have a background. She doesn't have any history.
There is no digital footprint, but yet somehow or another, the American people believe that she's one of the top 100 most influential people in the country, saith Time Magazine. Do you understand, folks? They're forcing these people up in front of you who have no background whatsoever. I want to bring you over, and I want to play this because I need to play it for a couple minutes here. It's that important. But this is a woman that's out of Minnesota here that she ran against a none other than Ilhan Omar, who came out of nowhere, just like Barack Hussein Obama. Remember when people were trying to get you to wake up to a Barack Obama back in the day? Remember the likes of Rush Limbaugh and all these other people? They wouldn't dare touch it. But Sheriff Arpaio out of Arizona, him and his attorney general, they went up and got forensic evidence that he wasn't born in America. Nobody on the conservative side wanted to talk about it, which means if he wasn't born in America, he didn't have a right to the throne, per se. And if he didn't have a right to the throne, everything that he has made what they call legal today, which is completely unconstitutional, would be considered null and void. They could go back on everything that he did during his 8-year criminal tenure and just say null and void. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to listen to it. And then 8 years later, what's the first thing he does? Besides his husband, Michael, I didn't say it. He said it 3 times. We played that audio video for you several times. And none other than Michael Obama, she even came out as they want to sell her to you as a woman. He even came out and said, Becoming Michelle, wrote a book. I don't think they sold one copy, but everybody knew about it. And then he comes out and admits that he's a transgender. Well, guess what Barack did after his criminal tenure, friends? He did the exact same thing. He went over to Kenya and admitted that he was the first born Kenyan president. See, folks, this is what's going on here. I'm going to hit Ilhan Omar, and then we're going to come back on the other side, and I want to cover some more things for you that you need to pay attention to, friends, because, again, they're propping up people that don't have a right to be here in the first place. This is none other than A.J. Kern.
I recently received a letter from the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services that I'd like to share with you in a moment. But first, a little background. In 2019, Ilhan Omar changed her birth year from 1981 to 1982 on her Minnesota State Legislative page, Wikipedia, and her U.S. Congressional page. You can watch a video explaining why on ajkern.com. You can also watch another video of my visit to the Minnesota Secretary of State's office, where I learned that they did not verify Ilhan Omar's citizenship.
And yet
now,
she's in
year,
office?
Last year, I learned that you may request records such as naturalization records on refugees who are deceased. Now, Ilhan Omar's father, Nur Omar Mohammed, did pass away in 2020. So I did submit a request to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the federal agency that processes and maintains naturalization records. Now, why would I want to do that? Well, Ilhan Omar claims that she obtained citizenship when she was 17 years old, meaning that she's claiming she derived citizenship through her father. How it works is an adult refugee, they apply for citizenship, they go through the process, and when they naturalize, their minor children derive citizenship through that parent. On the form that I sent, I included the name her father used when he lived in Somalia. I also included a news article with a photo of her with her father, and this news article did verify that he did pass away in 2020. Whoever conducted the record search, they knew exactly whose records I was seeking. So it took a whole year. I did receive the letter on June 20th, and ironically, June 20th is World Refugee Day. Interesting. Your index search request was received in this office on June 27, 2022, regarding Nur Omar Mohammed. Yada, yada, we completed a thorough search for records. Unfortunately, we found no matching index reference. Our search included all variations of the subject's name, including Nur Saeed Elmi Mohammed, with the same results. There's no records.
There's no records of her.
You can see the letter on ajkern.com. And I want to be clear about this.
See, folks, you are putting up with a bunch of said representatives that have no digital footprints, no records on them whatsoever, and you're submitting to their lawlessness? Oh my goodness, that sounds like perfect judgment upon an ignorant people, right? Yeah. Oh my goodness, folks. Just imagine how many of those, what they want you to believe, it's the law. You know, it looks like law, has the color of law, but it's not law. You know, it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, but it's not law. That you're submitting to today where there's no lawful authority to call it constitutional whatsoever. Oh, just wait a second, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSradio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point. With truth they can't deny, but warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Well, we got another one, people. You know, we need to talk about, when are we going to talk about the remedy? Oh my goodness, you must be new here. Either that or you're deaf, one of the two, or you're blind. You know, Jesus did say, to he who has ears, let him hear, and to those that have eyes, let him see what the Spirit of the Lord leads to. And he promised to give you an anointing to see and to hear and to discern by the Holy Ghost. Read 1 Corinthians 12. When are we going to talk about the remedy? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is laughable, friends. I hear this every day. Here, let me tell you what the remedy is. You. See, that's what people don't want to hear. You don't know what the remedy is? It's found in the provision in the U.S. Constitution. Here, I'll direct you. Here, let's make sure we hear what I'm telling you again. For the, I don't know, probably out of 25 years on radio, I've said this probably literally 100,000 times, but people don't hear it. Okay, here it is. Article 2, Section 4. It's called impeachment for the smallest of infractions, even to the jot or tittle of kicking up against our law. Like, for example, a misdemeanor. You are to impeach the individuals that are responsible for violating and transgressing that law. Read 1 John 3:4, also Romans 3:20. Did you get that? Just want to make sure. Let me say it again. Here's the remedy you say we need to talk about, and I give you the answer every single day. Here's the next one. Prosecution after they're impeached. Okay, it's what the conservatives of the day, which are not the conservatives, they're nothing, they're, folks, they're worth nothing to be trodden under the foot of man because they're worthless. Read Matthew 5:13. It's exactly what it says. They're not the conservatives. They're yesterday's liberals is what they are. I've said this 1,000 times too. Here it is. The left wouldn't exist if the right was doing its job. The left is the fruit of what you call the right. So when you're complaining about what's going on in your country, that's a reflection of we, the people, and what it is that we, the people, tolerate. So did I give you the answer? There it is. Impeachment and prosecution. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Did you get that? I just want to make sure you heard that this time. Because I give you the answers every day. No, what you're looking for is you're looking for someone else to bring about the resolve that you're unwilling to bring for yourselves. That's exactly the truth of the matter. I see it all day long. I'm telling you, friends, after meeting with senators, after meeting with representatives, after meeting with law enforcement, I'm telling you right now, you know what your problem is? A lack of courage. That's what you're missing. They all swore to uphold the Constitution, but when it's for them and their time to act, guess what? They're hiding behind their excuses. And their excuses are bringing about exactly what our young kids and our posterity is going to have to deal with, because most people in this country are too spineless to stand up and do what's right for themselves and their kids. That's the problem. So don't sit there and say to me, you know, well, let's talk about the answer. I just gave it to you. I just gave it to you. And if it's just about doing nothing more than this rhetorical talk and going around the mountain for every 40 years and every cycle in the United States of America, people don't want to listen to the answer because it requires absolute obedience and sacrifice on their part. See, in America today, everybody for the most part is okay with the freedoms that they have. And a prime example of this, let me give you a case in point. During the pandemic, people started getting afraid of what was going on. So what they did is they got sucked in by another politician because they didn't learn from the last one that lied to them. So what they do is they create a honeypot, like, for example, Florida. We had friends that were in other states throughout the United States of America. And when it got a little rough in their state, you know what they did? They packed up their bags and they ran from the state and they ran to another one that they thought was safer. What they didn't realize is they went into a honeypot. And they're in a much more dangerous position than they were before they left. They haven't figured it out yet, okay? But they love their freedom so much. Listen to me carefully. They love their freedom so much that when it's their opportunity to actually stand up and prove the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're the first ones gone. So don't sit there and tell me about America how you want answers. No, you want entertainers. That's why you listen to Fox News, who is nothing but a smoke screen for the crimes that are being leveled against you under the guise of the good guys. You know what I'm talking about? Here, case in point, I was bringing up Ilhan Omar, AJ Kern. She highlights the fact that she doesn't exist. Well, yesterday I was talking about the fact that none other than the weeping widow who's now selling $10,000 plates, man, she's having the time of her life. And I'm talking about Erica Kirk. She is having the time of her life. Now, for those that can see on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, does it look like she's a weeping widow? Absolutely not. Does anybody look like that they were impacted by this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We brought her up yesterday, Erica Kirk, that's made over $100 million capitalizing off this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. And the little game that they were playing between Erica Kirk and, you know, Megyn Kelly, who was a filthy soul, along with Candace Owens, who was, as she said, the only TPUSA Mason over there. Did you hear that? Did you hear Eastern Star? Are you wondering about the occultic jewelry that Erica has on? See, people, what I highlighted yesterday was pro wrestlers put up as arch enemies, but behind closed doors, they're best of friends. And then what I did is I compared the two to show you there's no difference. It's just like the politicians. Are you with me? Yeah, it's like what Jesse Ventura, the governor, told me on our interview. When I said to him, I said, Jesse, you're responsible for saying that politics and pro wrestling are identical. That's exactly right. But see, that's not what you want to hear. If you want to hear it and you want the truth of the matter and you want resolve, then you need to shut them off. You need to understand what you're dealing with. You need to play your part and pick up your trumpet and blast it, just like all the other faithful brothers, though they're far and few between to be found in this country. But you need to stand up and do your part, because once everybody starts to do their part under God, unified under who we are in Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:10, as I said yesterday, Ephesians 1:1-8, as I said yesterday, once we begin to do that, then we're going to begin to understand that we're going the right direction. As long as you keep going the same direction that they have you going, friends, that's why I continuously tell you that they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. Now, bringing up Erica Kirk again, I wanted you all to understand, she does not have a digital footprint. We highlighted this the other day. Folks, somebody asked me the other day, why do people hate Erica Kirk? Because she's getting caught in lie after lie after lie. People are tired of her dabbing her dry eyes, trying to act like she's some broken widow on this little media tour on both sides of the aisle, playing the victim while she's capitalizing. Well, guess what, friends? As you give them enough rope, as they say, just give them enough rope. What is this? What's the saying? How does it go? They'll hang themselves. Well, guess what, friends? We got some more information from former military, an individual that was at a military base the day before. Well, you know what? Here, I'll let him tell you exactly what it was that he experienced when he seen Erica Kirk at a military base in Utah the day before the alleged assassination went down. Listen up.
If you want me to say, there's a picture of Erica Kirk with a ponytail and from her past. That person matches who I saw at Fort Huachuca in the lobby the night before.
And she was in Arizona, forgive me.
With that man in the lobby. And that man, he was present at that meeting the next morning. What I started seeing come across got more familiar once I saw a picture of somebody in a ponytail with those eyes. That was that person. They were there. And I would have guessed that he's ex-Special Forces, probably doing, you know, something down there. Probably
he's talking about Brian Horpole.
He was definitely waiting on something. And I'd say 33 to 40, about there. So as I'm checking in and then I go to my room and then come back out, he was joined. And the one thing I noticed about the woman that really stuck out to me was her eyes. And so when I see someone with striking blue eyes like that, they stick out. And I was on the phone with my wife here, and I even told her about it. I said, "Oh, geez, somebody has those kind of eyes." It creeped me out. There was a vehicle parked out front, a big green truck. It looked like a real shiny GSA type. And yeah, they were getting into that vehicle and driving off.
Wow, that's crazy. Boy, isn't it amazing how this information just keeps leaking out? But yet somehow or another, the entertainment platform called Fox News that are playing the smoke screen to promote their next political candidate, because that's exactly what this is all about. It's exactly what's been going on with TPUSA. Here, let me just say this. If you can't figure out that all the money is coming from a bunch of Zionist Jews to do what they do to countries that don't learn the lesson, well, guess what, friends? Just keep doing what you're doing, which is a whole lot of nothing, because they're doing it to you too, and they're doing it under TPUSA. Don't ask me. Just ask them and ask Erica, who's driving that narrative today. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the First Committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Yeah, this is what I have to do as a show host, and I love doing this. Because if the truth agitates a bunch of compromised individuals in this country, then I'm doing my job. You know, I get, every once in a while I get people saying to me, Bradley, you made me feel really uncomfortable. My objective is to make you all feel uncomfortable. Because your comfort zone right now is what's destroying this country. I just want to make clear that you all understand that. Now, I've seen a couple calls coming up, and I don't know what's going on there, but I did pick up during the break. You got to hold on for me when we're on a hard break, because I'm picking this phone up right now, so I don't know what's going on there. But that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. The first one I want to play is where Barack Obama comes out, and then I'm going to get back over to Erica in just a moment, where he said that he was the first Kenyan-born president, okay, in America, okay?
I am proud to be the first American president to come to Kenya.
Okay, that's
That's not what he said here. Okay, so what we have to do, that was interesting because I wonder if they actually created that to kind of divert, because I've got a piece on this, and I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to get this piece, folks, because this kind of stuff jacks me up. It really does. I'm going to go to Bradley Dean, right, the Sons of Liberty, and see if I can get it to pull up, because a lot of our stuff is being pulled by these resources for those that didn't know. Barack Obama, first Kenyan-born president, okay? Because he says it right out of his own mouth. Folks, they blurt it right out of their own mouths in their confusion. And I'm going to see if I can pull this up, because again, yeah, I did. What I'll do, friends, is I'm going to pull this up during the break, because I've noticed that they have been expunging videos again, and we need to pay attention to what's going on, friends. Anything that seems to be pertinent, they want to pull it because they don't want people to actually see what they're responsible for doing. And that's the problem that we're having with big tech company today on a massive scale. Outside of the fact that Obama responded to my ministry twice when I called him out for his gay agenda and for the murder of children, I'm greatly appreciative of that. But again, this isn't what I'm looking for right now. But he responded to my ministry twice. But I'll do my best to find that during the next break, okay, for the sake of the fact, or due to the fact that we're on the radio right now. I want you to see the part where Michael, Michelle Obama, you know, remember, she was actually called out by a comedian, and then, what was it, 2.5 weeks later, that comedian was dead, that said everybody knows that Michelle Obama's a man, that he is a what they call transgender. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, and then before Joan Rivers, and then before you know it, she was dead, right? Here, let's go ahead and see if we can pull her up. I said her up, and it's funny, too, how many people got mad at me for calling this out for what it was, but it was exactly what I said it was.
Interview. I wanted to talk, Marlon, a bit about, you know, just so proud of how you are being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that warms my heart, particularly as a Black man.
Did you hear that, friends? Did you hear what he said, particularly as a Black man? And then before you know it, before this video came out, they were actually highlighting Michelle wrote a book called Coming Out. I think they sold one or two copies. These are the kind of people that they're putting in front of you, friends. Okay? Let's go back to Erica Kirk. This is the grieving widow right here. On social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Folks, it's just amazing to me how ignorant people have become. I mean, this is to the degree of what the Bible talks about when it says that the love of many will wax cold. I mean, this is cold. This is cold. And again, it's not just her. It's every single person that was around Charlie Kirk. There has been absolutely no brokenness from a one of them. Every single one of them have capitalized. And as you know, over here, I continuously say alleged because I'll tell you what, folks, there's a whole lot of people out there that don't even believe it happened. And how could it be otherwise? You're even hearing the mainstream media saying that, because what they're doing is offering up what they want you to believe is solutions or resolve to what really took place or evidence of what took place, which only proposes more questions because nobody believes what they delivered up to us. Which, again, what does it do? It purports more questions. People begin to ask more questions. So let me go over to Erica Kirk right now. I just shared with you yesterday that she has no digital footprint. Now, I know a lot of people, again, they don't like hearing the truth of the matter, but the fact of the matter is, it's truth that demands a response. And if you're going to let the lie perpetuate itself to the point where it now becomes your truth, you're creating a world of deception. And I'll tell you what, nobody likes that, and nobody operates with a freer hand than those that you're allowing to forge your chains, friends. I want you to see this video. This is Erica Kirk.
Okay. When she was 17 years old, interconnected with her mommy and her daddy into Israeli military industrial complex, namely working with, guess who, friends? The Pentagon. And I'll let the story and the video and the audio tell you the rest.
And these are my little angels from Antonio Placement Center in Constanța, Romania. Our goal with the Romanian Angels Project was to show these children the true American heart during the holiday
season. This is Erica
season.
Kirk selling her ministry at 17 years old working with the Pentagon in Romania.
And what better way to do that than having our United States military personally.
She's telling you everything I just told you.
Yeah, can you tell us? Thank you.
Yes, I can tell you. First of all, I want to say that Erica was also a victim. Because she was pushed in.
This lady from Romania saying that Erica was not the victim. That's how they always push their agenda, friends, by playing the victim. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're perpetuating the crime as they're convincing the people that they're the victims. This foreigner just said she is not the victim.
Pageant without very, very young, and she just win right away.
Yeah, and she just won right away with no experience. Of course, she was interconnected with Donald Trump. Don't forget about the Epstein files, friends, because there is a connection.
Then she worked for Trump, and Trump introduced, after the Jerusalem, introduced to Kirk to work for Kirk. She just was a honeypot for Charlie Kirk. And then Trump pushed her to work for Charlie Kirk. In 2012, Erica was 23 years old, and she is already $500 million on her value, and she has.
She's saying that she was worth $500 million as a net worth.
Overall, company model not model company, fashion company and other companies. And then she went in Romania with the military. I have the documentation. I'm trying to send it to you. And she works with the government, the military government,
So this foreigner's telling, hey folks, here's what's crazy about this, because if you look at the Bible, the Lord would even use foreign prophets to come into America to tell or to other countries, to tell those countries what they wouldn't listen to concerning their own prophets. She is sitting here telling you everything that you'll never hear in the mainstream media. This is the stuff. These are the out of bounds questions, friends. See, when you look at these media outlets with all these useful idiots in the Mockingbird media, they have to stay in their lane. That's why they put up teleprompters. That's why we say at every given show at the offset, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's where Fox News is. And the reason I'm pointing my finger there is because you think that they're on your side. They are not on your side. They're covering up the information that I'm highlighting to you right now, that the Lord has to use a foreigner to bring that information to you. She is a witness to all of this stuff, people. Listen.
Yeah, where they try to adopt and they did kidnap very young children, because they are a lot of family, like they have 7, 8, 9 kids. They were not able to feed the kids, so they offered them some money. And the parents think that, okay, that kid is going to be adopted in another country and it's going to have a great future. So they just lie to them, and the kids, they were taken away from them without proper documentation, proper paperwork, because they work with different prosecutor and child support, whatever agency.
This is your Erica Kirk that they're selling to you today, Americans.
So they steal like 86,000
working
kids
with the Pentagon
Romania,
in Romania,
and they
taking kids without proper paperwork,
UK, Israel,
history, footprints, none of that.
Countries all over the world, they were very, and nobody knows where those kids they end up. And
she said they don't know where these kids end up.
I guess up in 2018, the government, they was different president, they kind of figured out something was going on.
She's talking about something was going on with this alleged Romanian angels minister that was propped up by the Pentagon of the United States of America with the aid of Erica Kirk. Okay, this is why she's on her little tour trying to basically deflect anybody's real questions, when in fact real questions are not being answered because they're not being asked by the mainstream media's useful idiots. And I'm talking about Candace Owens. I'm talking about Nick Fuentes. I'm talking about Sean Hannity. I'm talking about all of those that you think are there to serve the people. They're not there serving the people. They're serving themselves, people.
Start investigating. But only few people went to jail, the very low.
Okay, so what happened is the Romanian government, a new government came in and seen what they had established through the Romanian Angels Ministry under Erica Kirk, and only a few people, she said, went to jail. Went to jail for what? For trafficking kids. The Romanian government, at the end of the day, ended up kicking Erica Kirk's ministry out for, guess what? Allegedly trafficking children. There lies the connection between Trump's and the Epstein's, and this is why you're not hearing a word about the Epstein files right now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. Mm-hmm. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount." The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so here I did a little due diligence during the break, and I want you to check this, because on social media platforms, I'll paint the pictures for my affiliates. I'm proud to be the first Kenyan American president. That's not what he said. He said the Kenyan born president, which would disqualify him because it violates the Constitution of the United States, clearly. Okay.
What I want you to see here, just so you can understand the warfare that we deal with you or for you or on your behalf, to get the truth out to you people, I want to show you the article I did. I pulled it up. I'm the first Kenyan American president. Okay. And he's talking about the firstborn. Look what they did, friends. They struck the video. They don't want, this is what I continuously, this is the drum I pound on. This is how they're getting one over on the people. They're censoring information that is pertinent for your longevity, Americans. That's what I'm trying to get to you, okay? But again, you can see online right now, they pulled the video. You people have to understand that your freedom of speech is the bulwark against the very people that you're putting up with today. Our forefathers warned us that we would be sheep led to the slaughter if we allowed them to violate our free speech. George Washington said that. The first quote that I gave you was from Benjamin Franklin. This is insane. Well, I took the time today to show you that Ilhan Omar doesn't have a digital footprint. She has nothing to prove that she's an American citizen. She lies. She's been busted lying. She's anti-American. She's planted, friends. She's been picked up and parked in Minnesota, installed to do the very things that she's doing right now. It's also Rashida Tlaib. Now, listen, I want to say this. On the other hand, I was pleased to see that people are gaining momentum to remove both of them. But folks, we're not talking about just asking them to resign from the crimes that they're guilty of committing. No, they need to be held accountable to the laws that they're supposed to uphold that they have transgressed. They've committed the act of treason. You should hear their anti-American rhetoric, friends, talking about how they're not going anywhere, inciting war. Well, that's why they're placed there, to destabilize. Just look at the history of the American version of the Gestapo. I'm sorry, did I say the American version of Gestapo? I must be parodying President Truman when he was talking about the CIA back in 1947. Why? It was, and it is. And John Stockton, former CIA, who said the whole objective is to destabilize. Why do you think you have a Tim Walz? Why do you think you have a Keith Ellison? Why do you think you have these Muslims being placed? Why do you think you have a Zoran Mamdani? Why do you think you have a Governor Hukul? Folks, they all are delivering them up to do the same things that their predecessors could no longer do because the people said no more to them. It needs to stop. You need to do what John the Baptist did, and you need to lay the axe to the roots of the tree. It's called judgment. It's not called resignation. It's called impeachment. There's your answer again. It's called prosecution. And holding them to this higher standard as said representatives and transgressing their own oaths. Read Ecclesiastes 5:4. Read Numbers 30 verse 2. Read Deuteronomy 23:23 when you get a moment. So help me God, right? And when they're not fighting or warring against the domestic or foreign enemies, and we find that they're the domestic enemy, the people need to arise lawfully and deal with them lawfully and put a stop to it lawfully and teach the next ones coming in behind them that we're not going to put up with your crime, and we're going to show you how we're not going to put up the crime coming from you, because we're going to show you what we do with people that violate the Constitution by teaching you the fear of God and deterring any crime that you mean to bring with you or to exhibit or to exercise. I'm going to go ahead and take this. I don't know what's going on, folks, but we need someone picking up the phones down at BBS Radio right now. Unknown, I have no idea who you are. Please introduce yourself. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
You don't know if this is me, but I'm just saying that the voice of the Sons of Liberty is so... I'm Stacey from Minnesota.
Yep, I said, hey, Stacey.
And you're... And I'm simply saying that your voice is even more important, because the Bible is always correct. God is still in control. And I'm more convinced than ever that we must be in some kind of little season of Satan, because everything is a lie. There is no truth in anything we're being shown. And I believe that this is separating sheep from goats. You're either going to pick the right one, and that's why we have to share the gospel. It's our only way to help people.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah, amen. You know what's crazy about that, too? You know, we got to pick the right one. What's interesting to note about that as well, and I love using the analogy, and it's factual, during the last presidential election cycle, we were only given an option of five, and then, of course, it was broken down to two, right? But most people don't know, and they don't realize there was massive voter fraud going on during that particular time as well. But there was over 1,100 other options, but they gave us two, and then they told us to pick the lesser of two evils, and most people didn't realize that the options that were given were just wearing different jerseys, but they were still working for the same handlers. So that's the problem.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the problem that we have with our options. I mean, here's a prime example right now. We see that Tim Walz right now, people are they're demanding his resignation. I almost can't even believe it. The guy's under 60 open investigations. You know this, Stacey. And he's committed the act of treason against the people. Now he's attacking law-abiding citizens. And they want him to resign. Yeah. It's comical how stupid people have become. I mean, when you commit a crime, Americans, do you just say, I'm just going to resign and I'm done? No, there's got to be consequence for the crimes committed. But the point that I'm making here is what happened? Well, people don't understand how the bad guys operate. And a good police officer, what is he going to do? He's going to understand the mind of a criminal. He's going to understand how he operates. That's how we have to be as the church. Read Ephesians 5:11, because we're called to reprove the works of darkness. Well, with that said, right at the time that Tim Walz was getting pressure to resign, out of nowhere, here comes Mike Lindell. And what is?
Oh yeah, yep, that's a lie.
Do you understand? Yep. And remember, the Mason said that when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up just in time. So what are we doing? We're getting this uniparty system. These are the options they're giving to us. And then what do? They think they're relieving the people that call themselves the right, the unconstitutional Republicans, and they want to appease them. They want to put them back to sleep. Well, we'll put Mike in there. And then guess what happens when Mike gets in there? He's going to do the same exact nonsense, probably not to the same extreme openly, but what people are going to find out is if you pull the curtain back on what they call the Republican Party and what they call the Democratic Party, you're going to find that in many cases, the Republican Party, they just know how to lie better than the left does. And that's the sad part about it.
It's so true, and they're stealing everything from us.
Yep.
And we can't stop billions of dollars. These should be hanging by their...
Yep.
Somewhere. It's ridiculous.
I totally agree.
That's why I believe when Jesus said he was coming back quickly, he did. And this, we must be in Satan's little season, because this is preposterous what is going on.
Good word. Good word. Here, what an opportunity we have, Stacey, right now to prove the God of Israel. Amen. I got to take one more phone call. I have no idea who you are. I apologize that nobody's picking up the phones down there at BBS. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself, please, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Bradley, this is Sam calling from Minnesota. I just wanted to touch on something that you brought up earlier. You brought the fact up that people are constantly asking you, like, you know, what do we do? And I think many a times it's like, there's 100 different ways people can get involved in their community and what they feel led to do and making a difference, right? But what I want to say is just people who may just be listening and they genuinely have no idea where to start, as you always say, turn off the TV. There's nothing that they're feeding you on TV that is going to be advantageous to us in any way if we're sitting there feeding on what they want us to be feeding on. And number two, thinking about the TV with the football games. I was just at a restaurant the other day, and I have this full-grown man who's probably 45 years old, and he's sitting there literally passionate, heavily passionate about what he's talking about with the referee and the football game and what the score was in the last game and the points. And I'm thinking to myself, man, am I happy that you're not my dad? And my generation is looking to people like that saying, what the heck are you doing, dude? Our freedoms are slowly being stripped away. And this guy's literally, if he put half his passion, as he was talking about, into the football game, as he did making a difference for his own country, maybe his community would be a little bit different. And it's honestly embarrassing how people are consistently, and again, my generation, I'm 21 years old, looking at these guys saying, what are we doing? Because while they're being entertained out of their freedoms are literally being stripped away. And they're going to continuously be stripped away until people stand up and make a difference.
Amen.
And it's just, and that's kind of what I wanted to say to begin with. And be the change that you want to see. It's like, well, where do we start? Again, there's 100 different things that people can do. But if you see something that needs to be said, or you want to, you know, you're at a conference meeting again and you hear something that's not, that may run antithetical to the way things should be, don't be afraid to stand up and speak about it. It takes one spark to start a fire.
Amen.
And I'm just listening to what you're saying, and I was, yeah.
I'm out of time, guy. Totally appreciate the phone call. By the way, folks, 1 to 3 tomorrow, sons of liberty radio.com. All orders go out tomorrow morning, and we will talk to you then. See ya.